can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. Jerry is out today. I've got the Eddie Scazzeri with me today. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast and YouTube people.
Oh, yeah.
Or person.
We are almost at 1,000 views for one of our podcasts on YouTube. We're getting
excellent.
Very close. We're inching up there.
Excellent.
I did have people tell me that your videos have to find an audience first. Mm-hmm. And then once you're doing it for a little while, YouTube starts putting you in the algorithms. So I'm hoping that comes true.
And then maybe...
Or something.
People will, once the audience does grow...
Yeah.
Then people will go back to see the...
Oh, definitely.
First ones.
Oh, they're definitely going to have to do that, Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to have to go back to the archives if they can find them.
It'll be up to 1,100 soon.
Yeah. Of viewers, yep. Total for everything.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm very interested in UFOs and all that sort of fun stuff. So there have been a couple of... There's been a couple of UFO-related documentaries that I've seen recently and guests on Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of thinking about those people. And they're people, primarily the ones I think about is the guys that were ex-military guys that have seen these things, interacted with these things, and other people that were in different government agencies that supposedly also dealt with these things. And some of these people have such fantastical stories, as I'm sure you've heard of, you know, over the years listening to George Norrie and Art Bell.
Yeah.
You know, people have abduction stories where they've been taken by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Guys in these documentaries and Joe Rogan podcast guests have are guys that have interacted with downed craft, some beings that were in those crafts. And it's really interesting because they tell such a compelling story. So you'd have to think, you start to think, well, are all of these people lying or is there something to this? And I also think about how do these people go about their lives? Even they would probably even have to question, did this happen to me or not?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Am I making, did I think of that? Did I dream of that? You know, at other times there are multiple people involved. So then you have, like if you and I saw a UFO.
Right.
Had an experience with a UFO. I would at least have you to lean on. Like, we did see that, right, Eddie? You'd be like, yes, that definitely happened.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think as time goes on for some of these people who have had these experiences, they've got to start thinking, like, did that really happen
or
did that not really happen?
Yeah.
And how do they... go through their life with that.
Right. And most of these encounters are just the one person.
Right.
With the notable exception of those children in Africa.
Zimbabwe, school children, yeah.
Right. So I don't know if they are a community amongst themselves that sort of share and recollect this.
Yeah, and they were actually part of a documentary. I believe
I know.
It was called The Phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught up with some of these school children now as adults. And yeah, I do think they have each other to lean on with that.
And if I'm not mistaken, there was an episode of The X-Files. Because this happened when? In the
90s.
In the 90s?
Early 90s.
So, and The X-Files started in the early 90s. I believe in the later years, there was an episode which probably not exactly, you know, the exact... precise locations and terms and names, but there was an episode in which that kind of a story with African school children was part of the show.
Yeah, you have that one. There was one in Brazil also in the 90s, which had many, many different people
mm-hmm.
that claimed to have experienced a being, and this went over a couple days. It wasn't just a one quick in and out. So those people, I guess, would have their... people from their community that they shared that experience with as well.
And all these other mass sightings of not interactions, but of Phoenix Lights.
Yeah, Phoenix Lights, you're
drones.
Right.
So there's many people who saw the same thing.
Yeah. I guess for me, the ones that like claim to have interacted with a biological being. That's sure. got to be the wildest.
Yeah, absolutely.
One.
Now, just being cynical, I do believe that there are a certain percentage of these encounters which are totally fabricated for possible monetary gain,
mm-hmm.
writing a book or selling your story,
yeah.
however. But not all of them. But I do believe that there's a certain percentage that are fabricated just for profit.
And there are probably others that were dreams,
mm-hmm.
right? So a lot of these encounters happen in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
and it could be a dream situation. We have no idea because there's only one person involved.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others. There are a handful that involve multiple people interacting with a being.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, like, how far... Because there's the one guy, there's a guy who works at Barstool who was a student at the Zimbabwe school in the 90s when this craft landed. And they had him on podcast, and he is very honest in saying, I more remember telling my story now than I remember the actual day.
Mm.
You know, he's been telling the story for so long.
It becomes real.
Well, he tells... Yeah, he doesn't have any real remembrance other than he's been telling this story for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when people were asking him details, he's like, I don't remember.
Mm.
But I know I was with this group of people and we all have the same story. But to him, he's now remembering telling the story versus the actual experience,
right.
It seems like.
And I guess he's never gone through any sort of hypnotic regression.
No. He seems to be very casual about it. Like, this happened, but it's not the focus of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think for some people, when this happens to them,
oh, sure.
they become locked in on,
right.
what did I experience?
Right, like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters.
Yeah. So that Close Encounters was, that's another interesting thing. So with Steven Spielberg doing Close Encounters, and there were a couple other alien-type movies where... they feel like they got some of their research and background from people that actually mm-hmm. experienced these things, because some of the creatures in some of these films do look like what people have described.
And that whole obsession that he had making the Devil's Tower
yeah.
out of mashed potatoes.
I don't even know if I've seen that movie. I should go back and watch it.
You definitely should. Now, it is of its time. So
was that the 70s? Like 78?
Like 77 or 78.
Yeah.
And it was after Star Wars. It moves. Like if I went back and I went to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center to see the New Jersey Symphony play underneath the Jaws movie. And just watching, this is just about the movie itself, and it's a great film, holds up, in my opinion. But the pacing, after what we've become used to with modern movies,
yeah,
the pacing is so slow. It's like, wow, it's like this was a totally different style of movie making. And there's a bit of that in Close Encounters. Aside from it being of its time in 1978, sensibilities and culture and all that stuff, just the pacing of it is very different.
Yeah.
So just know that going into it.
Do you know what that means of the third kind?
Yes. The first kind is if you just see the thing, then there's, I don't know exactly what the second
so
kind.
If I see a drone that I mm-hmm. believe is a UFO mm-hmm. way out in the ocean, that's Close Encounters of the first kind.
Yes.
Second kind, you're not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that means you see an alien, but the third kind I know is like there's like some sort of a
interaction.
Contact, an interaction.
I'm going to Google what is Close Encounter of the second kind. That says a UFO leaves physical traces that it was present.
Okay.
Such as burns on the ground or broken branches.
Okay.
Then you're saying Close Encounter of the third kind,
I think, is either seeing or interacting with an actual alien being.
Okay, let me do, what is Close Encounter? See, it's going to bring up the movie. What is the meaning behind it? Human observations of extraterrestrials or animate beings.
There you go.
Okay, then there's Close Encounters of the fourth kind.
Is that the anal probes?
Good question. Let's see. That one is, yes, where a human is abducted by a UFO for its occupants. I have just recently, with the drones and the orbs in New Jersey, heard of close encounters of the fifth kind.
Okay.
Which is a new phenomena where people can reach out to the object it's themselves and try to draw it in.
Mm.
So it's contact that humans start the contact.
Okay.
So there are people, and I guess they've done this on news. One happened on a news report years ago, and supposedly one happened recently on video too, which is that there are people that have the ability to call for an orb and have it appear.
Not necessarily to touch it, but to just initiate some sort of a visitation.
Yeah, like I'm here with this news crew from 2020. I want to show them that you are real. I believe in you. Can you show yourself? And then an orb appears.
Mm-hmm.
That's close encounters of the fifth kind.
Okay, and is that has that happened?
They claim that's happened. I've not seen that. I did see like a 1990s video of a Las Vegas TV station kind of doing a profile on this guy who they thought was a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, if you come out next Tuesday, I'll summon one for you.
Now, I would think that the only people who could do the fifth kind are people who have experienced the fourth kind.
Because
they have something in them, either some sort of a changed DNA or some sort of a device.
Yeah.
Or tracker, whatever, that could then allows them.
Right, you shouldn't be able to jump right to close encounters of the fifth kind.
I would say you have to go through the fourth.
I would say you probably have to go through all the levels. Observe one.
Right.
Two.
But that could all happen one, two, three, and four could all happen in 5 minutes.
That's true.
I see it. It's landing. I see branches breaking. Oh, I see the alien. Oh, he's taking me away. And that could all happen in 5 minutes.
And then when he brings you back, you could then do the fifth kind where you summon him back.
Yes.
Although they're warning people, the UFO people are warning people that don't summon a UFO because maybe that UFO was not meant for you.
Mm.
And maybe the UFOs are visiting people it's meant for.
Well, yeah. But if they're that advanced, they know what time it is.
Yeah. Did you see the news, a very recent news story, about this mummy that they found that is kind of curled up, but this mummy has three fingers, three toes on each hand, and a very large gray alien skull with a socket for big eyes?
I have not seen that. Is this something like, you know that guy on that we see sometimes in the mornings on Telemundo?
Yeah.
On Hoy Dia.
Yes.
That guy. I know he actually got sort of debunked, if you will, that it was, but he has done a lot of stuff with supposed alien corpses.
Yeah, that guy, though, they think is Fugazi.
Yes.
This is these were found in Peru, and it's a very interesting mummy. It's like sitting. It's hard to explain, but it's sitting with its arms wrapped around its legs, and it's got three fingers.
And is it this? What is the overall size?
It seems like child size. Mm. But who knows?
The debunkers would say it would be just a malformed child or something.
Yeah, the thing I don't understand with it, like, why would an alien have bones the same skeleton type of bones that we would have?
Yeah, you would think the density of their bones would be either adapted to living in space long term or to their home planet, and very different from our physiology.
Yeah,
because you know, different planets, different gravities, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see. I'm very interested in, like, when they have the old paintings or carvings in all these foreign countries that all kind of look the same.
Mm-hmm.
This is wild stuff.
Or even like cave drawings with stuff in the sky.
Yeah. The star people.
Mm-hmm.
You also got to think too, like, our skies used to not have light pollution.
Correct.
They used to be crystal clear.
Oh yeah, you can go out into the desert Southwest or even some more remote areas of the eastern United States.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you turn off the lights and it's like, oh my goodness, I can actually see the swath of the Milky Way.
Which were you cool. able to see cool stuff when you were away on your recent trip to Wyoming and Montana?
No, because we were not out stargazing. First of all, it was very cold, so that was not something that was offered to us. I've been in the desert Southwest at night, and you just pull over off the side of the road,
yeah.
turn off the car, turn off the lights, and, you know, once your eyes adjust, you just lay on the hood of your car, and it's like, wow. And now, in addition to the light pollution, there are so many human satellites up there, which you can see, which you saw.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That they're there?
Yeah, I feel like we had this clear sky,
mm-hmm.
and now we're putting...
Right.
satellites that I can see just out my window.
Yeah, but you like your cell phone, right?
Love my cell phone.
Well, there you go. That's the trade-off.
Yeah.
And I've told you, and there's an app you can get to track the, or maybe even it's on that app that you have, where you can watch the International Space Station
yeah.
race over the sky.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It is cool. Yeah. It is funny. We love our internet, right? And our mm-hmm. phones and all that stuff. And yet, and this happens is happening along the Jersey Shore towns where they're mm-hmm. Verizon's trying to come in and put these towers like out in the ocean or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants that, of course, because you don't want to look out in the ocean and
right.
see towers.
Right.
But, or windmills and things like
but
that.
But they love themselves.
But we love ourselves. But we go, damn it, Weiss, I only have 2 bars.
And these flat earthers, you know, the ones who really believe, they're using their cell phone, which uses satellite technology, which is, you know, around a spherical earth, you know, whatever.
Right, which shows us the spherical earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are certain beliefs that I think are really proven to not be true.
Mm-hmm.
The earth being flat, one of them, right?
Right.
Like that one's, we're pretty sure.
Yes.
We've got that one covered.
I would say.
The UFO things, still a lot of very credible people that claim to have seen things mm-hmm. and all these things. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll get anything from this administration where they'll release documents. Because supposedly all these military people that go on all these documentaries and go on Joe Rogan, they say that we have very high resolution pictures and videos of these things that are taken from the military aircraft.
The ones that are not released. They just
yeah.
released the Tic Tac and that
yeah, we
kind
just,
of thing.
Yeah, we
fuzzy,
get,
grainy.
Yeah, fuzzy, grainy. Yeah, instrument panel video.
Right.
You know, not this supposed, like, super crystal clear.
Now, I guess it's too soon, but I'd be interested in your listening and consuming of this, the UFO topic, if, you know, because of what Trump said, he's going to let it fly,
yeah.
you know, let all the secrets out and all this stuff. I'm wondering in the coming months, if that does not happen, what the people who are on these podcasts,
yeah.
the ones who, the eyewitnesses, the ex-military people, government people, I wonder what they will say about that. Meaning like he never knew, he's just a blowhard. Or once he got in there, they told him, hey, listen, this is how it is. We're this other organization that's been around since Roswell, and we tell you what's up.
Yeah, I think already just seeing what the White House spokeswoman, she came out and she said, regarding the New Jersey drones, the president said the FAA okayed them there. That's not the enemy. Everything's cool. Nothing more to see here. The people, the UFO people, believe that that's what he was told, and that's all he was told, so that's what he told us.
Mm-hmm.
That, and these UFO people, they all say that a president is seen as a temporary employee,
right,
and is on a need-to-know basis.
Correct.
So,
and you told me, I think it was you, who said that that was like the only part of her speech which seemed like not natural, and she didn't deliver
yeah, she
it well.
She stammered right. over it, like she was nervous.
Right. Because that was like, okay, I got to say this.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Make sure I get this right. And then everything else, she was like, you know, very confident.
Yeah.
You know, telling people to shut up.
Yeah, zip your lip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
I would be interested to see if the guests on these podcasts, if that topic comes up, if they will echo what the community is saying.
Yeah, that's where it seems to be going.
That would be in my head.
Yeah,
not that. And again, I want to believe. I don't believe, but I want to. But that has been long a science fiction trope of saying that there's this organization that tells you what's up because you're only here for 4 to 8 years.
You're right. And we don't need more people knowing than have to know.
Right.
I just like that we're in an era now where there are people with very good credibility that are very forthcoming with what they say they know, not just believe, but what they say they know is true. So hopefully we'll get some more stuff. I'd love to see some high resolution photographs.
Yeah. And also with everybody with cell phone, like this is one of Jerry's arguments, everybody's got a cell phone and they're pretty good now, that we need something where, and it's not just one person, but multiple people in an area.
Yeah. They still stink. Still stink for taking pictures in the sky. They are still pretty terrible.
Yeah, that is true. Anything far away.
But for an encounter?
Oh, if it's within, 20 yards?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
But anything that's...
Yeah, we still suck at cameras in the sky, the iPhone cameras and the phones.
And that's why, when we were on our Yellowstone trip, when the bison is walking right next to the... Great picture.
Right, great photo.
But the wolf that was half a mile away, you can... kind of see it, but there were other people, at least two, maybe three other people on the trip who had great cameras. They brought Sirius Cam with telephoto lenses, and they had the stand and the whole thing. And there is, you can share all your photos to the trip, where all the people
came. Oh, that's cool.
So that was very cool.
Yeah.
And you got the best pictures of, all the wildlife that are stupid little iPhones couldn't have good resolution.
Yeah, I'm always surprised when I go to a concert, and I feel like I am pretty close. But it's darker because you're inside concert, and I take a photo. Look at that crap.
Yeah, and know what some of the... Because they had scopes. I guess it's like a telescope for land. And you could look through, and then, And then the wolves would move, so they'd have to adjust it. But then one of the naturalists, he, centered it up, took... our iPhones, and then took a picture over the scope.
Oh, that's
cool.
And
it was a cool effect because it was like this, circle in with dark around it. And there was a neat effect.
Oh, that was a cool
idea.
And
it actually came out.
It came out a nice photo.
Not like the telephoto guy, but still, it was cool.
Better than you would have had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cool, and it was a neat effect also.
Well, we need UFO pictures like that, Eddie.
And you should get a scope.
I should.
Not necessarily, or maybe a telescope does work. I don't know if there's a difference for looking out on land or up in the sky. But you should get one and put it on your balcony so you can check out the drones and get a better view.
Yeah, because they do have some that your phone can connect to, and then it can record what you're seeing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I should look into that.
Yeah, why not? I would think it a good one. Not not military grade, but you could probably get a decent one for I would say maybe little under $1,000,
And I would have the creme de la creme of photos.
And not only for drones.
I could look at bikini girls on the beach, get close up shots.
Yeah, you could. And record it on your phone.
Maybe I do that. Who knows? Let's see how the summer goes.
Not creepy at all.
Not at all. It's science.
Also, it'd be interesting with the influx of people down the shore in the summer, if the drone activity continues.
Yeah, I mean, if we were still looking at drones in June, this
would
be
crazy. A lot more eyes there too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely a lot more eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do the warm up show. Right. I did that with CeeLo.
You did,
but Jerry will be back tomorrow, Friday.
He will, and just for you YouTube people, no video, no post game on Fridays.
Correct.
We just post the warm-up show, and that's sort of the podcast for the day. So for the 10 of you that are looking for the YouTube video tomorrow, not going to be
good
there.
Point.
It's a Monday through Thursday situation.
Good point, Eddie.
Yeah.
But it gives you plenty of time to catch up on those others that have hundreds of views.
Right, exactly.
All right. Tomorrow, Friday. See you.